the ancients looked into the night sky, they thought the heavens revolved around the earth and mankind. Over the centuries, this view has changed radically. We discovered we lived on a planet orbiting a star within the solar system, and this solar system was found to be part of the Milky Way galaxy. Later, we learned that our universe was filled with billions of other such galaxies. But could it be that we're committing the same error as our ancestors by thinking the universe contains everything there is? Could it be that we live in a multiverse?
Terry Bradshaw's MS DOS cast.
Yeah, it's nice. This is the most creative one I've ever done.
You were tired and ran out of ideas.
If you look closer, you can see him.
Okay, I'm gonna get closer.
Oh, you missed him. You missed him.
Okay,
so this is we're gonna approach this one differently. Okay, the audience is gonna already know what this looks like, but I'm gonna let you, the audience, in on a secret. We're looking at a blank page here. We just have a really dope name. This is the Terry Bradshaw MS DOS cast, and collectively as a
picture of Lynn Swan jumping up and catching like an iconic pass.
Lynn Swan is actually an actual thing?
It's the guy who caught Terry Bradshaw's touchdown passes for like 12 seasons.
Really?
Lynn Swan, huh?
You didn't know Lynn Swan?
No,
Lynn Swan.
I don't know.
Black
Swan,
or white?
The black dude. He has all the Super Bowl rings to prove it.
One of my slogans is the two worst sports in the world are football. That's a fucking fact.
I hate football. Casey was telling you, you want to say what you, like you were saying the last night was the anniversary or something.
I don't know. Oh, like something I was concerned about catching passes on this day like 14 years ago.
Yeah, or your number one concern.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Especially with legends.
Camp.
That's crazy because I never played football. I played touch football in high school.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
That's like playing ultimate frisbee.
But it's fun. And I don't have any brain damage.
You probably do. Not from football.
Juking motherfuckers. I was playing wide receiver. I caught a couple Hail Marys. I got all the accolades that we're deserving of a high school football player. Because there's no high school football player in our high school system. So the football players that they would look up to were the touch football players. Same thing. You know what I mean? The girls from other schools would come and watch me play touch football. Same way that, you know, girls from other schools would watch, you know, Friday Night Lights guys. On a much smaller scale, mind you. But, I mean,
a lot smaller.
Way safer alternative, you know?
Totally.
You're not going to have a guy on any painkillers after the game.
Like, if you took off all the equipment and played touch football on the same scale and there's like real football didn't exist, like, people would accept it. People would be like, yeah, okay, cool. This is just good.
They might say this is better.
Yeah, maybe better. Might free up like the system to have like smaller players or like players that like don't necessarily, you know what I mean? Like the system is all clogged up with these big massive motherfuckers that just only have one job to do, and it's like hit and block and do all this, you know, boring shit. Like you got a bunch of like fucking live guys. You remember when the basketball had those trampolines?
Yeah, that was like that. It was like an air bounce trampoline basketball league. They had trampolines.
What was this?
So dope. You don't remember that shit?
No.
So dope. Yo, it was like, was it 2-on-2? Or was it?
It was like Ultimate Sports. There's Ultimate
That's
Sports
ridiculous,
time.
Though, because that doesn't improve the game. That ruins
no,
it.
No.
There's all this space you can't go in. You're just like, no defense. Like, you're going to block someone on the trampoline.
You did that. Yeah, man.
There was like a few horrendous injuries.
Yeah, it was so bad, man.
Like, horrendous injuries.
Yeah, no, that had nothing to do with my football talk, but like that was just wild. I just remember that that actually existed.
Yeah, that's some goofy shit.
Yeah, this probably on YouTube.
These games, yeah, these games were on like 1 a.m.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yo, what was the difference in the XFL? Remember that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Vince McMahon.
Did you watch the 30 for 30 on it?
No.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
It's like a USFL, you know, a second big league.
You know who else was the second producer on that? It was Vince McMahon and a guy that Lauren Michaels started with at Saturday Night Live.
Really?
This guy who like went to like, he was like the president of NBC at the time. And he's like, it was the president of NBC, like who's always friends with Vince McMahon, joining forces with Vince McMahon for this project. And both of them were like, had huge hopes. They're like, they're two juggernauts in the media world. We're coming together for this one project.
Yeah.
They've been looking for a project
to make football into sports entertainment.
But what was the difference? What'd they do? Like, what was the XFL?
It was more dangerous.
The game was, it was kind of, they, instead of a kickoff, they'd start the ball with the game with like a random scramble for the ball. Like two guys just run for the ball.
In the center.
They had to start at the fucking.
No, like together. And they'd run down together after the ball. So
No. What happened was they put the ball in the middle and two guys ran at each other, right? For the ball to run it. The first play of the first play of the first game of the season.
I'm 90% sure you're misrepresenting.
No, because he got injured. He fucking got taken off on a fucking stretcher. The first play, the guy broke his fucking neck. Because it's like, of course you're going to run into each other if you're going to, like, go for a ball. It's like some gladiator shit. They didn't think of any consequences. They just thought this is going to be fucking exciting. The guy didn't come back. I don't think. I think the guy was, like, out forever after that. It was one play. But it was, else is fucked up too, is that it was so disorganized, like they didn't have everything in play when they started it, that all the players like had no practices. So like the football was shit. Like no one was catching passes, like the plays, like the teams didn't have any plays, like the football was garbage.
But what else was different, you know?
Nothing. It was just like
it wasn't just like the NFL.
It with like a couple of weird variations, and like people were just like, "This is kind of boring," because the football was shit.
Oh really?
Yeah, like it wasn't the best players were
so
still in the NFL.
So the X didn't stand for extreme.
Well, like the extreme part was when the two motherfuckers would run at each other or run after the ball.
The marketing, the cheerleaders, like they had like they would ask like the Vince McMahon would ask the cameraman to zoom in on like all like the cleavage and like pussies and shit.
It was lame.
Yeah,
it was fucking lame. And you know what fucking was crazy? Like the controversy was, is that like one, like their big primetime slot, like the guy, it like went into like quadruple overtime and cut into Saturday Night Live. It was supposed to lead in for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And these two guys that worked together at Saturday Night Live, like the guy ended up fucking Lorne Michaels over.
Vince McMahon's ego thinks it knows a lot about sports.
Yeah, they talk about him being in a room and like, just like the papers and like just trying to like organize and trying to like build this empire, you know?
You know what they should have done is they should have made it fake like wrestling and just made the most exciting fucking games you could
the
see.
The play doesn't end, you're wrestling for a loose ball. Like,
yeah, yeah, just go back and forth.
You have to go down like, twice to be down so you get up again, keep going.
Like, just make it crazy.
Yeah, like the Globetrotters. I mean, Globetrotters do that.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's not fake. I mean, sports can't be it's totally orchestrated because it's like there's chance involved, right? Like,
yeah.
If he doesn't catch a pass, it's he doesn't catch a pass.
This down is set for 3 falls. The ladder match football.
Oh, shit.
You have to climb a ladder, the ladder gets knocked out, you just get dropped 15 feet down.
What would be sick if we had, like, you know, like those hover things, like hover shoes or something, they're playing football, like, in the air, would be so dope.
Those hover shoes? What hover shoes are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Give me some evidence
do you
of
live?
Those hover shoes.
I spent my summer in China, that's why. I seen them. They exist.
You see those water ones? The water jets?
That's what I was talking about. Yeah,
those
yeah.
are fucking ridiculous.
Segways with the shoot electric shocks at you. You're out.
I mean, like football, it sucks, man. Like, fuck that. Yo, and you know what's crazy is that fucking this Colin Kaepernick bullshit that I keep on hearing about is that he still doesn't have a fucking team.
Yeah.
The team doesn't want to pick him up. And like other football players are like all the ESPN guys are saying like we're looking for Colin Kaepernick to take a stand again and speak about what he did before we jump on his bandwagon. We need to know what his intentions are.
Oh, God.
Which is fucking bullshit. Like I think everybody should be doing this.
I heard Baltimore's looking at him.
Oh yeah.
I saw one thing that blew my fucking mind.
Well, everyone's looking at him, but is he going to sit down and say those magic
words?
Like,
all these fucking black NYPD cops like did some march in solidarity with him.
Oh yeah,
because they thought he was being railroaded. But it's like, well, you need to do a fucking march when people are dying and shit. Like Colin Kaepernick, that's what you got to march for. Because he gets a job. Yo, it's like, you're kidding me?
Yo, it's crazy. It's like football is like they're able to do it for football because
yeah, it's bonkers.
Well, look, like, what's that movie about Nelson Mandela, fucking bringing together the apartheid through soccer or whatever, rugby? You know, bringing together like the Afrikaans and you know what I mean? It's sports, like it's almost like a psychological trick you could play on society. It's like, okay, you guys don't want to get banned together for like, you know, logical reasons. Like let's put a sport there. So like it's like almost like you're in therapy and like instead of saying your feelings to the therapist, you're talking to the like you talk to the teddy bear. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier for you to deal with. It's like, here, we're gonna work out these problems through sporting events rather than, you know.
It just gets everyone more riled up at each other. That Negro just scored!
It's like, I love that Negro because he scored.
Yeah, but because he scored.
Whatever he's a start, you know?
Yeah. And he has a bad game and he's a cocky, big mouth, flashy showboat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's a weird thing. Especially now, it's like, I can't wait to see how far it's going to go with, like, the CTE stuff. Like, there's, like, so much evidence now that, like, people are just killing themselves. So it's like, how much, and there's not going to be, like, it's not gonna, they're not going to take it back. They're going to be like, oh, wait, we're wrong. It's like, no, it's going to get worse and worse. Like, see, let's see how much the public can stay still and, like, do nothing about it.
Like, funny. The brain scans, like, these players want money. They're going to keep hitting each other in the head, bro.
Yeah, and people are going to keep paying them more and more money to do it and watch them kill themselves. Fucked up.
To me, it's kind of like the information's out there. You can make that decision on your own. If you're willing to fucking, you can do it, man.
Every galaxy has its gladiator sports.
I'm sure, like, what we do, that argument that you just said is like pretty, like, you could do that with everything. Like, that's like a solid argument. Like, if you have that stamp,
that's my Republican response. I'm starting to.
Is that Republican or is that Democrat?
Yeah, it's gonna be my shit. No. If they want to do it, they can do it.
That's freedom. Yeah, I know, it's true. It's like the gun argument.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, if you want to bear, you don't want a gun.
If you want to give little Sally Shoelace a fiver, dance on your big boy pants, you do it.
I mean, the main thing to me is just like, you make it that way, there will be another league that will start and they will take into account all this shit. And the fact is that the less contact there is, the more exciting the game really will be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they'll just fucking die out.
Yeah, well, hockey went that way. Hockey, yeah, there, it became more exciting. Now we got players like Johnny Gaudreau playing. And all the George Parroses are gone.
Yeah, it's going to happen in everything. Happen in basketball.
Yeah.
It's true. Receivers got really big. Now they're smaller again, like Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. Old friend Cruz.
So what about, like, killer war robots?
What about them?
I mean, like, that's something that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing. It's like if someone doesn't make it, you know, because, you know, their morals or they understand what the great power that holds. Like, some other company is gonna make it. Or some other country is gonna make it.
I feel like you're responsible for yourself. You know what I mean? If I want to make a war robot that might only kill me, then, like, hey. But if it might kill some other people, then, like, no, you can't make that shit. Get out of here.
So you have to make a war robot anyway.
Yeah. It's got to be, like, attached to you or something.
What the fuck does that mean, Republican? Like, this is what?
That, like, this area right around me, I can do whatever the fuck I want in it.
Oh, it's my area. That's really what.
Can't nobody tell me what to do in my area.
Republic of one. That's why they're so selfish. No offense, Republicans. Offense. No, wait, no, it's like selfish nature, no, isn't it? like this is I'm a republic, like this is anything in my, like it's like almost like what's mine is mine, like what's yours is yours.
Yeah.
You know?
As long as you identify with what I identify with, and I feel no need to infringe on those boundaries, sir.
Man, I saw this funny video about, you know, how they knocked down that statue.
Yeah.
Not the Robert E. Lee, but there was one that the protesters just dragged down themselves.
Yeah, which was it?
Ah, fuck, I forget. Just some random.
Some lesser general.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Lee, but him.
But when it, like, hits the ground, it crumples up. And I always wondered, like, that's fucking crazy, because it doesn't look like a substantial statue. When it hits the ground, it just like falls into itself. And I saw this video about it, and that's because all these statues came out two times. There's two waves. There was during the Jim Crow era and then the Civil Rights era, and all of them were paid for by like this group called the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And they fucking just mass produced these like cheap statues during these times for like the obvious reason of like,
no shit,
they're still here, we're all still here, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking wild.
Daughters of the Confederacy?
Yeah, yeah. It's like this weird, like I've heard about them before. You go throughout history, like American history, they're like involved in a lot of nasty stuff. These.
Are they women?
Yeah, yeah. They're the Daughters of the Confederacy.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm not going to have your home here just taking up space in the house. You need to find yourself a job. Do something with your life. Erect a statue or two. Fuck. And then these girls go ultra hard, like extra hard, like just like, let's do this. Like, we got something to prove. Like, let's show them that women could do something. Like, I can go super hard.
Let's be the best damn races we can be.
Oh man, Daughters, I gotta look this up, man. That's look really up. Why hasn't there been? There's gotta be a movie because we made this. Yeah, it will be.
Starring Tina Fey.
Oh man, I don't think she's.
Yeah, she'd know that. She's, like,
she's too close to a racist herself. She can't do it.
It's the Philly, man. She's from Philly.
Yeah, exactly.
No, shouts to Philly. The racist.
Yeah. But in a particular way.
Yeah.
We helped you Negroes abolish it. Now, away with you. we're simple farming folk here.
Isn't that say the whole thing? Brotherly love?
Yeah.
We love brothers.
Right.
Imagine. Imagine that was their city slogan.
We love brothers.
We love brothers.
And that's a picture of Bokeem Woodbine. Awful.
All right, I'm a. Get myself some water, then let's move on.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, good to be back, guys. Dun, 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 dun.